بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تجد كلام فضيلة الشيخ حضرة عارف بالله حكيم محمد أخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title is توجها کا مزا اس کا حاصل نہیں.
دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تقابل نہیں. تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تقابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. جس جگہ پکا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. جس جگہ پکا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کا غم کا, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر پبانگ دہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر پبانگ دہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تقابل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilastizada Shaykh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana and the Shahaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, as it has presented it so beautifully in poetic form and teaching us the reality of life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life, and a person loves as long as his heart is pumping, and that heart is only a heart. Hazrat is teaching us, for what did Allah give us this heart? Not to fill it with anything else but the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person has got an iota of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his enjoyment of life is something nobody can understand. And if he doesn't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then outwardly he might be looking that he is enjoying and having all the best pleasures of this world. But in reality, if you find out from him, then his life is in turmoil. So that is why the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat beautifully takes a deep sigh and say, "Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi." That is a deep sigh from the heart of the pious servants of Allah, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what kind of a heart is that heart that is not carrying this grief, that is the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. The pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, it seems like painful. In other words, in the beginning, to leave out and crush our desires and all our haram entertainment, it seems a bit painful. But when a person comes to realize the reality and realize that this is why Allah has given me this heart, to fill the love of Allah Ta'ala in that heart, and Allahu Akbar, when one drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, then that heart is in a different state. It's in a different enjoyment, because all the pleasures of this world put together are all totally limited. And Allah Rabbul Izzat's love is unlimited. And in any case, all the entertainments and all the pleasures of this world, which even might be jais and permissible, it's all the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, for example, your halal wife, Allah gave you a beautiful halal wife, but that also our Shaykh teaches us, don't give your heart totally to your wife and think that you are just enjoying yourself, because that is also limited. If you get the enjoyment there, then the creator of enjoyment, Allah Rabbul Izzat, how much, when Allah comes in the heart, Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to put honey in your heart to feel sweet. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to give you a business and flourishing to make you rich. Allah Ta'ala will make your heart richer than anything, and your heart will be sweeter than anything. So Hazrat teaches us here, a person, what we are generally looking for in life is that I have a comfortable, enjoyable life. And then we think that having an enjoyable life is just naturally in the next world we'll have an enjoyable life. Hazrat says that is not how Allah Ta'ala's system works. That jo jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who hasn't appreciated his heart, that, and Hazrat says so beautifully in another poem, that agar dil dena hai to usi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you really want to give your heart to anybody and sacrifice your heart, all your desires, then give it to the one who has given you a heart. Only Allah knows the value of a heart, nobody else. Many a times people complain that I give my life, my heart to my wife, to my children, but they don't appreciate. Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Allah's one great quality is Ash-Shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel al-amal al-kathir. Allah is appreciative, and Allah doesn't have to appreciate. But look at how Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, that you do a small action. One subhanallah you read, and Allah Ta'ala plants a tree for us in Jannah. And Allahu Akbar, how much other great benefit just by reading one time subhanallah. So Hazrat says that person who doesn't carry the pain of the love of Allah, in other words, all the time to be worried, that is Allah happy with me? Am I doing those things that my Allah is happy with me? Then that person will never ever attain the enjoyments of both the worlds. He might be dreaming that he's enjoying his life, but in reality, and especially Allah save us, if you're living a life of unmindfulness and breaking the commands of Allah, then you are living a totally miserable life. And if a person like that doesn't get tawfiq to make tawbah, Allah save me, all of us, then the real life in the akhirat is just a misery. So as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, khasira dunya wal akhirah. So many people, we gave them this heart, which is the king of the body, and that is the place only for the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. But they're giving their heart to their sports, their entertainment, haram pleasures, etc. They have destroyed this world of theirs also, and they have destroyed the akhirat also. We see so many people get involved in gambling, etc. And how shaitan works. They will even get special invitation, VIP cards, and they think they're important people. But little they will realize that shaitan has fooled them and beguiled them. Allah Ta'ala save us all. That is why Allah has brought us here. And further Allah Hazrat says that once you get this iota of understanding, that which direction should be my heart. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said that Hidayat is the direction of the heart. If your heart is in the direction towards gaining the love of Allah, then inshallah definitely Allah will grant you that love. And when you start realizing this, then remember it is not your own the ability, it doesn't come with your own effort. We have to be begging all the time. That Hazrat says, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. That O Allah, if you desire us, if you show your kindness and your mercy, that you brought me to this Mubarak gathering, to learn your love, to sit, just to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, forget sitting, just to take Tanzilur Rahmah in the Zikr Salihin. When you just talk about the pious servants, Allah's Rahmah descends. Then, fadlan an wujudi, what can be said when they are present, and Allah brings us in this Mubarak gathering, this is only Allah Ta'ala's special kindness upon us. No person can say that I came, that I was going to go to the majlis. Something could have happened upon the line. And that is why the pious servants teach us so beautifully, that a person should realize, hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. That we didn't come on our own. That the driving force behind Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah brought us here. Ye kadam utte nahi utaye jaate. Your feet don't just get lifted on its own. Allah gives you that ability. Allah gives you that tawfiq. Many a times a person is ready to go. He thinks all day I'm going. Just towards the time for majlis, you see you're not feeling nice. Or you're feeling very lethargic. You can't even move. Who has made this arrangement for us? So Hazrat teaches us, whatever ni'mat a person have got, always realize this is only and solely the karam of Allah Ta'ala. We are not worth it in the least, but, and that is what Hazrat teaches us, that to learn to make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that realize that not a single ni'mat of Allah can I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It is beyond my ability, beyond my capacity. I don't deserve it in the least, but yet Allah Ta'ala blesses me with unlimited bounties and favors every split moment. And where will a person realize this? And where will a person realize his direction of life? Sohbati ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That that person who has not attained the sohbat, the real company of the people of heart. Who are the people of heart? Everybody might be thinking, I got a heart. Why am I not called a person of the heart? Allah Ta'ala says, wa ibadur rahman. All are the servants of Allah. But Allah says they are special servants who are the servants of Rahman, the servants of Allah, because they realize that who gave them this life out of sheer mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So they give their life to Allah. So a person who realizes who has given me this heart, he gives it to Allah, then you get the company of such a person. If you didn't take the company, you had the opportunity, but you were unmindful or you didn't regard it as important, Hazrat says, then all your grief that you got is no grief whatsoever. And you don't know the reality of grief. All the other griefs will put you into depression. and misery, and then you won't really have a heart. You can't call that person with a heart. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. Hazrat says, in this gathering you'll realize that to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is those gatherings that you will feel Allah Ta'ala's presence in the company of the friends of Allah. Otherwise it can be any other gathering, even it be maybe a dini gathering, but you're not feeling the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The presence of Allah, Ahlullah, are not there. Then Hazrat says it might look like a station to get close to Allah, but that's not my station. My station is where I feel the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat reminds us, be very careful. The direction of the heart is not correct, then what will happen? غیرِ حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. Whoever attaches his heart to anybody besides the true creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Haq, who is absolutely true, who is wajibul wujud, ever existing, you attach your heart to anybody besides Allah, then that person can never ever carry the pain of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is deprived of the greatest ni'mat. آپ کا ہو میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں, کوئی محمل نہیں. When a person realizes this reality and starts getting an iota of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat and realizes it's only Allah's kindness, then a person, his object and purpose also becomes correct, his direction. That, oh Allah, I only want to be yours. آپ کا ہو میں بس اور, and I'm not anybody. And Hazrat says it in another poem so beautifully. اگر نو نہ ہو کسی کو کسی کا تو کیوں میں ہوں کسی کا, میں انہی کا ہوا جا رہا. If somebody says you are no, you just in your own world, saying I'm not anybody's, I'm only Allah's, then why should I be anybody's? I only belong to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, yeah, a person such makes a dua, says, oh Allah, I only want to be yours. I don't want any ulterior motive in the spark towards you. That my motive is not any woman. It's not that I'm close, I'm coming to the gathering because I want to get a good proposal or anything. Neither do I want any position, any name or fame. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us that we come with this intention. And then Hazrat announces so beautifully in the end, ke keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal, behre ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. Hazrat says this part of the love of Allah is so enjoyable that, so to say, a person who's banging the drum and announcing it openly. Hazrat says, I'm announcing it with a loud voice. And Hazrat, the way announced it, that till today we think of Hazrat, how he announced the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Hazrat says that this is such an ocean you jump in, there is no shores to this ocean. The love of Allah Ta'ala is unlimited and it is just enjoyable. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we come with this intention to learn the love of Allah and beg Allah out of His sheer mercy to grant us the true love of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد روح نمبر 15 charity other than zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that besides zakat there are also other rights in a person's wealth. Here are certain virtues in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, O son of Adam, spend in good works, I too shall spend on you. Spend and fit, yunfaq alayk. Allah Ta'ala said, I will spend on you. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of the love of wealth. Such greed has destroyed people before you. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spending one dirham in one's lifetime is superior to spending 100 dirhams at the time of one's death. Spending one dirham in one's lifetime is superior to spending 100 dirhams at the time of one's death. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten in charity, for charity prevents the affliction of calamities. Hasten in charity, for charity prevents the affliction of calamities. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala one date from a halal earning, And Allah only accepts what is halal. Allah Ta'ala takes it up in His right hand. Allah Ta'ala then increases it manifold until it becomes as huge as a mountain. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Note, as a consequence of giving charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala, one's wealth will either increase by way of an increase in income or by barakah in one's wealth. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never hold any goodness in contempt, even if it be to the extent of meeting a brother Muslim with a smile. This is also a form of charity. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah is an obligation on every Muslim. The people ask, if someone has no wealth to give, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, earn something by one's labor. Use what has been earned on yourself as well as in sadaqah. The people asked, O Nabi of Allah, if someone is unable to work, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him help by means of his labor someone in need and difficulty. The people said, if he is unable to do even this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him show someone a good act. The people said, if he is unable to do this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him not harm anyone. This too is sadaqah for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described these acts of virtue as sadaqah, charity, because of the benefit for others. Like sadaqah benefits others, so too do the acts mentioned in this hadith. These acts have been figuratively described as sadaqah. In actual fact, the actual meaning of sadaqah is to spend wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Refraining from harming others has been described in the hadith as an act of benefit to mankind. This description indicates the great importance of serving others and abstaining from doing anything detrimental and harmful to people. This teaching is indeed a great rahmat and blessing. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every joint in the human body is liable for one act of charity daily. Justice meted out between two people is also sadaqah. Assisting someone to mount a vehicle or helping in loading his luggage are also acts of sadaqah. A good word which benefits others is also sadaqah. Removing a harmful object, that is a thorn, a peel, etc. from the road is also sadaqah. Explaining the above hadith, another hadith also in Muslim Sharif states that in the human body are 360 joints. Whoever renders this number of good deeds daily has saved himself from Jahannam. The Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we can't give so much, 360 times charity. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every small action a person does also is charity. And if a person reads two rakats at the time of duha, chas salat, then this will suffice for all 360 joints in the person's body. So inshallah, this is a means of sadaqah for the entire body. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and read the salah.